From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Rescuers are still looking for 11 oil rig workers missing from an explosion in the Gulf off Louisiana. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mary Landry says crews have the necessary equipment to work through the night.
We have a modeling programs that we use to create the search area, and we have aviation assets with infrared that can work through the evening, as well as surface assets that can work through the evening.
And Landry says rescuers will keep looking until it seems that no survivors will be found. Coast Guard officials are hoping the workers escaped in a lifeboat. 17 other workers were injured in Tuesday night's blast. Federal mine safety regulators are analyzing data from 57 coal mines. NPR's Howard Berkus says regulators made surprise inspections at 57 mines in 10 states over the weekend.
The Mine Safety and Health Administration says it isn't ready to reveal the results of the inspections, including whether serious safety problems were found. As many as 10 inspectors went into each mine unannounced, looking for ventilation problems and accumulation of methane gas and coal dust. Those conditions are believed to be factors in the explosion April 5th that killed 29 mine workers at the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia. 8 of the targeted mines are owned by Massey Energy, which also owns Upper Big Branch. And all the inspected mines have a history of significant or repeated safety violations, or both. Mine Safety Chief Joe Main said in a statement that the surprise inspections were designed to provide assurances that other explosions are not imminent. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Four Sahara Desert nations are making a joint effort to try to keep terrorists out of the region. NPR's Ophavia Quist-Arkton reports that they now have a new joint command center to counter growing threat from al-Qaeda.
The announcement of the creation of the new anti-al-Qaeda base in Tamanrasset in southern Algeria follows an unprecedented meeting last month of senior officials from Mali, Mauritania and Niger, as well as Algeria. Washington praised the initiative as a step towards collectively confronting al-Qaeda in the Sahara Desert. Western governments have urged regional powers to join forces to stop insurgents turning the vast and poorly policed Sahel zone into a hostile safe haven. Security experts say regional cooperation is key to containing al-Qaeda in the Sahara, where insurgents often melt across the desert sandy borders, evading capture. The U.S. fears large-scale attacks similar to al-Qaeda's reported activities in Somalia and Yemen. Ophavia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Civil aviation authorities are defending their decision to ground fleets and close skies because of the risk posed by volcanic ash. Airlines in Europe say their losses over the past week because of ground flights are now exceeding $2 billion. This is NPR News. The world is getting a peek at the new $100 bill designed to confuse counterfeiters. The changes include a bright blue security ribbon and a Liberty Bell inside of an inkwell. The bell disappears when the bill is tilted. The $100 note won't be available until early next year. Federal officials say the $100 bill is the most counterfeited U.S. currency outside of the United States. An Arizona measure bars presidential candidates from the ballot unless they produce a birth certificate proving U.S. citizenship. NPR's Ted Robbins reports the bill is an extension of the birther controversy that surfaced during the presidential campaign.
Arizona already requires that candidates for office produce proof of citizenship, so the bill is clearly aimed at President Barack Obama. The legislation comes from a fringe group which believes that Obama is not a natural-born citizen, so he's not eligible to be president. Should Obama run for re-election in 2012, the president would have to give the Arizona Secretary of State his birth certificate. The law then gives the Secretary of State wide latitude in deciding whether it's valid. The amendment was tacked on to another bill. The Arizona Senate still has to pass it. Both the Arizona House and Senate are controlled by Republicans. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
Worries about the Greek economy are weighing heavily on the minds of investors in Asia. Japan's Nikkei index of 225 selected issues is down over 1%. Shares are also down in Hong Kong and Shanghai. Stocks also closed higher on Wall Street Wednesday after a volatile trading session. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, Washington.